Good morning. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1. Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I'm giving you today. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, and when you build fine houses and settle down, when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed, like the nations the Lord destroyed before you. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and speak to us, God, and we just ask you for your presence. And I thank you for your love and for your grace, God, for your people. And we just give you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Deuteronomy, again, is a sermon that Moses is giving, right, to the people of Israel right before they're about to enter into the promised land. They're about to enter into all these things that they have been yearning for, you know, all those years in slavery, and God promised to lead them out. And they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years or so, and now they're about to enter the promised land. So Moses is giving them a last sermon, basically, and saying, hey, these are the things you need to remember, and watch out when you go to the promised land. So in chapter 8, after Moses kind of gives them the commandments of the Lord, the Ten Commandments and some of the things that God has been saying, that famous passage where he says, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And so he gives those kinds of commands. And in chapter 8, he says, when you enter into the promised land, you know, when everything goes well for you and all these good things come your way, you know, you have land and plenty of produce and animals and everything, don't forget that it is the Lord that has given you these things. You know, don't forget to praise God and to thank him. So the first thing I just want to look at is this idea that God's original plan and his original idea for man is to be in prosperity. You know, we're talking about, Larry was talking about dominion theology on Sunday, how we need to go and bring the kingdom of God into this world. And he kind of talked about Guatemala as an example of how God brought transformation. And it wasn't just a spiritual transformation, like people came to know the Lord. It was a social transformation. And also it was like economic transformation, right? These farmers, I mean, this country, this city was so poor, they weren't producing anything and nothing was going well for them. But, you know, once they come to know Jesus Christ and they start following biblical principles, you know, he talks about vegetables being this big and how God transformed that society and gave them wealth along with their spiritual transformation. So I believe, you know, God's original plan and his idea for his people is to prosper and to be satisfied. I think sometimes, not so much in SP, but like amongst Christians, there's this wrong idea that to be a good Christian, you need to be poor. You know, like to be a good pastor, you need to be poor. You know, you can't be a real genuine pastor or a Christian or, you know, follower of Christ if you have too much wealth and stuff. But it's just not true, you know? God, I think God's original idea is that we would prosper and be really blessed and do really well in all that we do, but we don't forget about him, you know, when everything is going well. You know, when we have the wealth and when we have, like, even material satisfaction, that we don't, those things don't turn us away from God, but that it kind of leads us back to him, to thank him and to praise him. Kind of like in the garden, you know, and Adam and Eve, when they were first created, they had everything, you know. Adam and Eve had plenty. God was an abundant God, so God gave them all the things that they needed. And in the garden, it was beautiful, you know. They had everything that they wanted, all the wealth, all the food and satisfaction that they could have asked for. They had it in the garden. And they also had this relationship with God where they were able to give thanks to God for all the things that God had given to them until, you know, the fall happened, obviously. And I believe, you know, when we go back into heaven, that's kind of what it is. You know, we're not going to just be, it's not just going to be spiritual blessing. You know, we're not just going to be, you know, like spiritually satisfied. We'll be physically satisfied as well. You know, there will be, you know, joy and satisfaction and the things. I mean, I have no idea what heaven's going to be like. But it won't just be like this spiritual experience, you know, because God's going to give us new bodies, right? So, but in the midst of all that satisfaction, we're not going to turn away from God. So I think it's a wrong idea for us to think, oh, we need to be poor, we need to be miserable, because only then are we going to be able to get to God. Because that's not God's original plan. I think he wants us to be fully blessed and fully satisfied and really doing well on this earth. But those things, that we don't get become prideful because of those things. We actually turn to God to thank him for it. And God also talks about the desert. I want to read verse 15 of chapter 8 in Deuteronomy. He says, he led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. The first thing we need to understand about the desert is even when God is bringing through a desert time, God will provide for us, right? God led them through the wilderness, and it was a desert. It was, you know, land with venomous snakes and scorpions, waterless land. But in everything that they had to go through, God really provided for them, you know? God provided water out of the rocks. God provided manna, obviously, and God provided meat when they were really, like, dying for meat. And in a little bit before that passage, he talks about how your clothes did not wear out and your sandals didn't, or your feet did not swell, even when you're walking through the wilderness. So the first thing we need to remember is, even when we're going through a hard time, a difficult time, God is with us, and he's going to lead us and provide for us and be with us. And the second thing is that it's in the desert times that we really have new revelations from God. You know, it's in the desert time that we see the miraculous provision and the miraculous hand of God. I love this passage in 16. It says, he gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known. You know, this is something that they had never seen previously, but as they're walking through this time of desert, time of wilderness, they get to experience it. They get to see it. They get this new revelation. And I don't know about you, but I want new revelations. You know, something that I have never known, something that my ancestors have not known before. I want to be able to gain these revelations from God, gain this new knowledge and experiences with God. But it comes out of a desert place. You know, it comes out of a difficult time. So, because, you know, I mean, we all go through desert times. We all go through difficult times. But if you're going through one of those, hang in there, because God is with you and he will provide for you and he will guide you and protect you. But also look out for the things that God is doing. You know, what is the new revelation that he's bringing to you? Because those things, you know, those things will never be taken away from you, right? The things that you experience with God through the desert time and the new things that God is doing in your life that you experience by walking it out with him, those are going to be yours. You know, that's something that you can hold on to and look back on and say, God was there, you know, God provided for me. And like this revelation, it's mine kind of thing. You know, no one's going to take it away from you. And it's not spoon-fed to you. It's not secondhand revelation. It's your own. But we need to have this relationship, this walk with God to be able to figure it out. And then the last thing I just want to talk about before we close is in verse 17, it says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. Verse 18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which is swore to your ancestors as it is today. I just want us to remember as a church, you know, I think, you know, we're a church that's very wealthy, right? Our church members have the ability to make wealth. God's given us a real good ability to be in the business sector, you know, the business mountain of all the seven mountains. But we need to remember that it is God who gives us the ability. You know, Jesus, when he's giving the parable of the sower, he talks about the seeds that were sown in the thorn bushes. And kind of the thorn bushes, what they represent is the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of riches. And I think this is one of the deceitfulness of wealth, this idea that I did it myself, you know. I worked hard and I was able to produce this wealth. And I think one of the result of thinking that we did it on our own is that we become really worried about it because, I mean, it will stress us out, you know? Because if we are not depending on God, but we're depending on ourselves to make wealth and to be rich or to be well off, then the pressure is on us, you know? The stress is on us to, like, do something, to produce. But if we're able to realize that it's God who's behind all this, it's God who's given us the ability, it's God who leads us to wealth and these things and prosperity and these things, then we don't have to put so much stress and pressure upon ourselves, even in the workplace. And just know that, yeah, God's got it in his hands and he knows what he's doing. So, yeah, something for us to remember today, that it is God who gives you the ability to make wealth. It is not your own power. So, obviously, give him praise, give him glory, and don't worry so much. You know, don't put so much pressure upon yourself for these things, for material possession, because God's the one that's going to lead us and guide us. So, let's just pray. Let's close our eyes and let's allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. Thank the Lord for his faithfulness. One thing about the Israelites is that God, you know, if you read through Deuteronomy and Exodus, Numbers, that God is so faithful to these people, to his people, even though they're faithless and they keep disobeying, they keep running away, God remains faithful and he leads them to the promised land. So just thank God for his faithfulness, and even when we are faithless and even when we make mistakes, that he's with us and he stays with us. And just remember him and pray to him. Let's go to our Wednesday prayer focus. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Cambodia, Pastor O, and the New Life Church that we go to, and Pastor Tang, Center of Peace Orphanage, and also Grace Chung is there right now. So let's pray that God would really speak to her in this time and really lead her. So let's pray for Cambodia. Also, let's pray for the Philippines. Let's pray for Solomon's Clinic, which is a clinic for leprosy patients that we were able to help build in the Philippines. And also Mr. Jang, Jihei's father, who's doing a lot of ministry there. And also Bhutan, let's pray for Tom Bonnert. And I believe John Lee from our church is going to lead a team there this summer for a basketball camp. So let's pray for Bhutan for that trip as well. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the SP Ministries. Let's pray for IP team. Let's pray for Matt. He's our new IP leader. Let's pray for Cascade, Becky, and the team. And they're also going to Sydney in a few weeks for a ministry trip. Let's pray for them that they'll be able to prepare well. God's anointing to be upon them. Let's pray for the well. Let's pray for Larry and the team. And that God would really start moving in a powerful way, that there will be breakthroughs in the area of physical healing in our church. Let's pray for those three ministries. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today. McDaddy House Church, Trigunter House Church, Causeway Bay, and Kowloon House Church. Let's pray for God's presence to be there tonight, and for people to really be ministered to, and for good fellowship. And let's pray for the leaders, that they'll have the anointing of God upon them. So let's pray for the house churches meeting today. And let's pray for our SP move. Let's pray that God will continue to lead our church. He'll continue to provide for us. Let's pray for all the steering committee, that they will be protected by God, that they will be led by God. Let's pray for the unity of the church, that we would all come together and be behind this vision together. And let's also pray for the vine, that God will continue to provide for them and bless them as well. So let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence, God. And we thank you that we can pray to you and just come before you. I pray that you will just be with us the rest of this day. Would you draw closer to us, God, as we draw close to you today. And I pray just for your blessing, your favor, your protection over each and every person here as they go throughout their day. I pray just for your presence to be really near them. And we want to give you thanks, and we want to give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day today. And pray on your own.